Have you ever taken a moment to imagine what it was really like when the Holy Spirit first came down? The fire, the rustling wind, and the way it transformed the hearts of the apostles forever. It was a moment full of awe and change, a new beginning that didn't end there, but continues to this day. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Yesterday we celebrated Pentecost, the day fire came down from heaven and never left. But this isn't just some ancient feast day we leave behind. It's the birthday of the church, the beginning of a spiritual revolution. Before Pentecost, the apostles were hiding behind locked doors, afraid, confused. But then the Holy Spirit came and everything changed. Our faith went from a whisper in an upper room to a roar that would shake empires. St. John Chrysostom said, "So great was the change wrought in the disciples by the descent of the Holy Spirit that they became like men newly come from heaven." Let's think about this for a moment. These were the same men who ran away when Christ was arrested, the same men who hid behind locked doors. And yet, after Pentecost, they walked straight into the world, unafraid, and began to spread the good news. The church, once hidden, began to spread like fire through dry grass. This is what the Holy Spirit does. Saint Augustine looked back to the Tower of Babel, where pride shattered man's unity by confusing their tongues. But at Pentecost, the tongues of fire, he said, signified the unity of the church. What sin had broken, the Spirit restored. And now every nation could hear the gospel in their own language. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem explained it like this: "The Spirit comes with the sound of wind to stir us, with fire to burn away our sins, and with tongues to proclaim truth." And this same Spirit lived in our dear Saint Padre Pio. He lived Pentecost every single day. The fire of the Holy Spirit burned in his heart, in his preaching, in his prayers, in the battles against the devil. When he spoke, hearts were converted. When he prayed, miracles happened. That was the Spirit at work. Now, I want to share with you a beautiful meditation from Professor Plinio Quirá de Oliveira on Pentecost. It's not just a commentary, it's more like a composition of the place recommended by Saint Ignatius, a holy imagination that helps us picture what Pentecost might have looked like and felt like. Listen to this. "It is very good. It is excellent to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, which is the coming of the divine Holy Spirit, descending upon the entire Catholic Church. The Church at the time was small. It was Our Lady, the Apostles, and some faithful who remained in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, despite everything that happened in His Passion and with His death." We know that it was thanks to the Feast of Pentecost that the number of the faithful suddenly multiplied beyond all imaginable measure. Because when the coming of the Holy Spirit took place, there was a great crack, a great boom outside the canicle, also known as the upper room, and presumably inside the canicle as well. But these booms must be understood as very beautiful booms, because what the Holy Spirit does, what comes from God, is normally accompanied by beauty, by grandeur. There is no concrete data that I know of that does not authorize the following imagination which I'm going to make. But since there is nothing to the contrary in divine scripture, it is lawful to make. The professor goes on to describe the sound heard by everyone present that day. It would be natural, therefore, that boom, which could be called an explosion because it was sudden, strong, and emphatic eruption of sounds, were not just any sounds, but were angelically beautiful sounds. It would be like certain songs, there are some, that begin with a great departure, a great sonic entree. He continues, we can imagine that delicious perfumes spread through the air. They would have nothing or very little to do with the common concept of perfume from a perfume shop. But they would be perfumes and odors that were more spiritual than material, and that would spread throughout the palpable universe of those surroundings, starting from the place where the canicle was. And that with sounds, with smells, with beautiful reactions of nature, birds that come together to sing and other things, the descent of the Holy Spirit was celebrated, so to speak, by all creation. It descended into Our Lady, and through Our Lady it spread in the various tongues of fire that descended upon the apostles. Then these tongues of fire that descended upon the apostles were to spread throughout the entire earth, because the apostles carried this fire with them and spread it. This is the fire of grace, the fire of the Catholic Church, which spreads, continues to spread among us today. We can imagine Pentecost with Our Lady sitting in a room, with 12 chairs forming a semicircle, and she presiding with an armchair as if it were a throne, placed on a platform higher than theirs, and everyone praying. Why was everyone praying? Because they had made a long spiritual retreat and had asked for graces, and the graces descended upon each one in torrents, because Our Lady prayed with them. This is a point of Catholic doctrine that amounts to the following. Every prayer that the faithful addresses to God through Our Lady, since God always hears Our Lady, for she is His mother, and He does what she wills, is received by God. Because she is our mother, she has all kinds of mercies for us, and seeing our imperfections, our faults, she first obtains from God, for us, the exact knowledge and consideration of what we have done. With this, she also obtains for us sorrow for our deeds, contrition, precious contrition, which makes a soul pleasing in the eyes of God. Then the soul continues to turn to God through Our Lady and begins to receive graces and graces. How many graces must they have received? What graces did they receive in the presence of Our Lady, being able to speak with her? I do not know if you have ever imagined yourselves in that situation. It is unimaginable. To be able to speak with her, perhaps to rise, bow deeply in her presence, and ask her forgiveness, accuse yourself of sins committed. And she, looking upon you with indescribable gentleness, my child, I will pray for you. Be assured your sins will be forgiven. And then the professor paints this image. At a certain moment, a light begins to appear. When the light grows more intense and the fragrance of this light spreads further, the harmonious, luminous, and perfumed burst. The angels sing, Our Lady, in deepest recollection, is as she was at the moment of the incarnation of the Word in her most pure womb. It is extraordinary. All this we can imagine, but imagine carefully, so as not to imagine anything false. We must take care never to imagine anything contrary to what the Church teaches and what is in Scripture. For what the Church teaches is in Scripture. It is the narration dictated by the Holy Spirit of what happened there. But our souls can imagine things to nourish their own fervor and give a kind of idea of how it was, how things must have taken place. And with that beautiful reflection, we are reminded that Pentecost isn't just a moment in history, it's alive. The same Spirit who came in wind and fire still descends today into hearts that are open. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.